You mean
keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Goodbye, even a shame. My tears feel like rain.
Welcome back to it on a free-for-all Friday. Your calls welcome, of course, at 888-900-9966. That's like to hear from the listeners every week and make sure that you're plugged in properly. Dr. Dennis Durrell here, author of Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. The question, what doctors facing the opioid crisis need next? How do you confront an epidemic that has claimed more lives than HIV/AIDS at its peak? How do you counteract a system that incentivizes the flow of prescription painkillers from doctors to patients and ends up getting 3 million Americans addicted each year? These are all great questions. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
So what do we do about such things? You're right. I mean, the free flow of painkillers makes money for, well, everybody makes money on that deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we first have to say, hey, we're at the tipping point. You know, it's kind of like when the cases of Ebola were in West Africa. When we had the first case in America, there was a lot of action. And I think we've had, you know, action that's not been coordinated and focused and at crisis level. And I think that we're there now. So I think the first thing is acknowledging where we are and then taking a multi-pronged approach. One approach won't do it. Physicians have to cut down on prescribing. That's key. We need databases that track who is getting these prescriptions, and doctors have to have that when they're writing prescriptions. We need to have treatment available for treatment that works, and we need to cut off the flow of these very powerful drugs from China and or Mexico into the U.S., and you know, let's start there.
So how do you do that? I mean, if you were going to address this crisis, now the president has declared it a national health emergency. Did that in the last couple of weeks. So I guess my question to you is as a doctor, obviously you know some of the ways that this thing works or doesn't work. Where would you start?
Well, there's a couple of places. I mean, Scott Gottlieb basically said that physicians are going to have to now undergo education. He's the head of the FDA. Required education on prescribing. That's one place. There's going to be a stricter warning on these medications as well. Those are two very concrete things you can do. Congress can appropriate funds for this because you need to get it out of the emergency mode, which is a 90-day renewable cycle, and get it into a real appropriation of funding to give, at the very least, states and local municipalities the ability to have the drug to reverse overdoses so you can prevent deaths right now that are happening today. And then finally, you need to have a stricter screening process of packages out of China. Believe it or not, if you go by FedEx or UPX, you know, UPS, it's actually screened. They're going through the U.S. mail, and we need a better process. So I guess I would start with those big buckets.
So as you talk about the term used to be pill mills, where they're making, pills by the truckload, honestly, and now you're saying it's coming in mm-hmm. from China. How do you screen that? I mean, people, let's be honest, doctor, we're looking for bombs. We're looking for, you know, agents that could cause, a mass casualty events. We're looking for terrorism. And so the drugs, the narcotics maybe aren't top of the priority list.
Well, okay, that's fine. But I mean, FedEx and UPS seem to be able to do it, and that's why they're using the regular mail. So between dogs and between x-rays and between other methods of algorithms that look at packages and inspect packages, I think that's one clear way. Another way is, you know, there a lot of this is coming through Mexico through the actual portal in vehicles, cars and trucks that have false bottoms. So, you know, those are two areas that should be higher on the priority list. We've got 175 people dying every day, 7 every hour. So I think it's pretty high on the list, actually.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just telling you what the priorities are in Washington, off and out of the know. The president's obviously raised this to a level of national concern. And at 175 a day, people should be, well, they should be startled, that's for sure.
They should. Yeah, they should, and it's only going up. I mean, the only state that has Massachusetts has decreased the deaths for the first time 5%, but they've been getting the drug Narcan, either a shot or a nasal spray. They've been using it effectively in that state to prevent deaths. Now, what they showed in that study, though, is that if you don't get treatment at the end of the year, 10% of those people are dead at the end of the year, even though you save them for that overdose. And so there's so much more that has to be done. But again, you got to walk before you run, and I'm kind of presenting some very specific solutions to begin.
I understand. Dr. Dennis Durrell here. I mean, let's look at it this way. Let's compare it. At 175 deaths a day, that puts us at nearly 65,000 deaths a year. That's three times the number of people that die in automobile accidents every year. That's three times the number of people that are killed in car crashes in America. That should put it into perspective for people.
That's exactly right. And I also bet that everybody that's listening has someone in their family or indirect family or friends that have had something happen to them. My own family, someone in my family has overdosed. Now, they survived it. That's the other thing, is that this is not something, like I said, in West Africa. I mean, this is something here in our families. I feel like we should have a report on the news every night. I mean, the news, that's such an archaic term. I apologize.
But I understand.
On different cable channels, whatever, talking about how many people died today, or even in your local area, because the coroners are seeing these people, and the medical profession is. It's tragic.
Well, there you go. It is. It's a very serious concern. Dr. Dennis Durrell, I'll leave it there for today, but sobering commentary on where we are with this, and the numbers should really get people's attention. Doctor, thank you as always.
Take care, Steve.
Really appreciate that. If you didn't have an idea of how bad the situation is, now you do. Looking out for something more positive, how about this? You could win a $4,000 Wolverine water system from Michigan's premier water treatment company, Wolverine. They've been in business since 1947. Everything locally built right here, delivered statewide. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, find the Wolverine button, and click it. You can get yourself in the running for a $4,000 system. We'll give that away in the week before Christmas. Pretty exciting stuff. You might just win by going to stevegruber.com, and you can always read and see what's going on, so I guess you win either way. We'll be right back.